Hello. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I have a background working in and managing community mental health services. I continue to chair an innovative mental health project which provides emotional and practical support and training and works with around 1,400 socially excluded people per year. My work in community mental health services has shown me how poverty and inequality saps people's mental and physical health and undermines communities. It's hard to be a good parent when you're in poor housing and frantic about money. It's hard to be emotionally and physically resilient when you live in a society that doesn't value and support you. One of the reasons I joined the Green Party is because its anti-poverty policies have been judged by independent experts to be the most effective of all the political parties. But also, the Green Party has a unique place in our political landscape. It is the only party that gets that economic growth is a poor measure of the health of our society. The UK is the fifth wealthiest country in the world, and yet is currently one of the most unequal societies in Europe. And one in eight working people are in poverty. The map of deprivation in the West Midlands has changed little in 25 years. That's whilst the economy has been growing, sometimes strongly, and under a variety of governments. Over half the children in the West Midlands now live in households that don't receive enough money to achieve a life style most people would say is the minimum acceptable. But most children living in poverty in our area actually live in households where at least one adult works. Just over 3,000 people in Shropshire needed to use a food bank last year. A poor woman in our region is likely to, on average, to die some 11 years before her wealthy counterpart. 11 years. What indictments? It's clear that prioritising economic growth for too many isn't actually providing a decent standard of living. If we can change this, everyone will benefit. Setting economic growth as an overriding goal has also enabled unprecedented levels of destruction of the natural world on which we depend. The Green Party's view is that what we need is an economy, whether or not it grows, that enables us to thrive. For us to thrive, we need to live in a fairer society, but that is not what is happening. Power and money are being transferred from those with the least influence in society to those with the most. We must change our broken political system. A fair tax system would mean properly funded public services and education and training without debt for our young people. It would also provide decent levels of pensions and a social security system that would give everyone confidence they would get support when they need it, including older and disabled people. A fair tax system would also end the rising inequality that is forcing so many people towards food banks and zero-hour contracts. The Green Party knows the value of small independent businesses and the importance of jobs that people can build a life around. Green Party policy would see community banks to enable startups and keep wealth in a fair and resilient local economy. We will take steps towards the introduction of a universal basic income, including a government-sponsored pilot, as a means to increase security for all, enable entrepreneurship, and reduce the poverty trap. Our policies guarantee that our NHS, social care, our schools, railways, buses, and other public services are high quality and fully funded. So I've been reading too slowly, so I will just finish with a key message of ours is that a low-carbon, sustainable world can't be optional, whatever Donald Trump thinks. It has to become how things are done. Improved well-being for all, achieved within the ecological limits of the planet, and not extra profits for a few, has to become how we stand up for you and future generations and vote Green Party.